Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account, please?
Order number is 7614-7822. That's the FMS number.
Oh, I know DMS is not down. No. Let's try this again. You said 7-8?
No, ma'am. 7614-7822.
7614-7822.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to copy it this time. Oh, goodness. DMS is down. Okay, let's try it over here. There's a problem. We're sorry, but there's been a problem and the page is down. I'm going to try to see if someone else can access that number for me. Bear with me. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Lisa. I'm with Best Buy.
Okay, and which department?
Customer service.
Lisa. Okay. And let's see. And what is the issue, Lisa?
The customer was calling to verify her appointment because she said she hadn't got a, they sent out like a narrowed window down. And she was wondering why she hadn't got an narrowed window yet. And she said her time was supposed to be from 12 to 8. And I'm looking at her order, and it's not 12 to 8, it's 7 to 3.
So
and
you're
she
calling
said
to
no one will be there.
Requesting an ETA.
Yes, this is for tomorrow. She wants to know why her time frame got changed to 7 to 1 instead of 12 to 8. Because it looked like she was originally scheduled for 12 to 8, and the order is showing it got narrowed down from 7 to 1.
While the time frame was changed.
Right, and it's not telling me why it was changed because she said she didn't change it.
Now, you said it's changed from where, from what to what?
It was scheduled originally, I'm showing from 12 to 8.
12 to 8.
And then when you look at it again, it says narrowed arrival window is changed now from 7 to 1.
Yes, that's how it goes, 7 to 1 p.m. See, they give you the broad window, and then they break it down the night before to a 4-hour
right.
window.
Yeah, it hadn't broke down. The 7 to 1 is a 6-hour. She's originally scheduled from 12 to 8, and they narrowed it down and gave her the morning from 7 to 1.
Oh, not 7. Oh, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., yeah.
Yes. Because if the window was narrowed from 12 to 8, it would be in between those hours for the afternoon. And it looks
okay.
Like they changed it and narrowed it to the morning.
Now, I haven't pulled it up yet because the system looks like it's down. But from the information
mm-hmm.
you gave me, it's probably not even processed yet. You know, they give the time frames between 4 and 8 the night before. What time is it your time? Her time?
Her time, let me see. She is in New York. Because my time, it's going to be 5:30.
Okay. And if she's in New York, it's 6:26. So that means she has until 8 o'clock tonight to get that narrowed down window. See, because right now it's not narrowed down. Looks like it's still in process. And they work on their time frames between 4 and 8 p.m. the night before. And since that right there is, the two times are 6-hour windows, 6 to 8 hour windows. That means it has not been narrowed down yet.
That's what I was thinking because that didn't
See, I thought you were talking about an ETA for today. And the night before, they're still in process. So she has until 8 o'clock tonight to get that narrow down window. And if she's not satisfied with it, she can call us and we can message the technician, or she can call in the morning.
Okay. So did you want me to give her you all's number so she can call just
yes.
to confirm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, really, because she can't call us till after 8. And then the rep that's here can confirm the time frame. But most likely, she's going to get that time frame before we get it.
Okay.
So right now, she's still in process. Right. She don't have her definite time frame yet.
Okay.
And I do apologize about the system. But sometimes, what today is? Today's Monday. Sometimes they, you know, I do an overhaul of the system. I haven't even checked my messages. You know, like when they do that, the system goes down
mm-hmm.
when they're doing work on the system. But
okay.
let's see. But the information that you've given me, which is great information, I can see that since it's for tomorrow.
And I'll let her know.
And what's being, are we delivering and installing?
It's delivery of a over-the-range microwave and the install.
OTR, delivery, install.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what I'll do is I'll make a point to check this in the morning. Because I know I'm leaving in 30 minutes, so hopefully she'll get it in 30, you know, get an update in 30 minutes. But I'll check it in the morning to see, did her time frame change, or did they adjust, narrow down her real time frame? Narrow down for the real, the near time
frame. All right. And I will definitely let her know all that information that you just gave me.
Yes, ma'am, because usually it'd be a two-hour window. So I see that they haven't narrowed it down. That means they're still processing it. And then for them to do that, to give her two, what they call it, tentative time frames, that means they're still processing that PO. Is she in a I don't want to say country area, but a urban or outskirts area? Because that sometimes that's the only time that they do that. You know, like if she stays, like let's say she stay in on the outskirts of New York instead of in the city, and they only have one order for that, they would, you know, like narrowing down, you know, to put it on a route so it can get taken
okay.
care of.
Yes, ma'am.
So that could be a possibility.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely let her know.
Okay, and then I'll check this in the morning, tell her, let's say 8:30. Everything should be a sealed deal if it's happening tomorrow. Then they can go from there, the night crew.
Okay, all right, I'll definitely let her know.
Okay, is there any further assistance need? I do apologize that... Oh, and then what is the customer's name?
Her name is Linda Mercurio.
Spell the last name.
Mercurio. And Linda is with a Y and not an I.
And my cousin's name is with a Y, and I've been looking at her as Linda all year until I've seen it on Facebook, L-Y-N-D-A.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Linda.
L-Y-N-D-A-M-E-R-C-U-R-I-O.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have that information, Miss Lisa. I'll follow back up with her in the morning and reach out to the technician if there's any issues.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, so any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am, that's it.
Oh, well, thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
And thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.